Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
In the second round, again, pending no trades, who do you think that the Patriots will take?
That's true, because if I traded down out of the first, I might be picking at a different point in the second
right,
to affect
exactly.
my pick.
We'll
but sticking with the board,
right.
I'm going with my favorite prospect, or one of my favorite prospects this year, Washington State safety Deion Buchanan. It looks like Doe1, but he's not Doe1 for us, he's Doe2. But I think
this,
he is my one. I really like what he brings to the table. All-American, 15 career interceptions, 4.49 40, big-time hitter, likes to knock people's blocks off. Might have a little bit of that Rodney Harrison. There could be some fines and penalties in his future. But this is a team. We've heard Rodney Harrison, now the media experts, say it. They need a physical presence in the middle of the defense. You talked about tight end being a major need, and I agree with you. I think on defense, maybe the top need is a strong safety next to Devin McCourty. Deion Buchanan is the guy to fill that slot.
Okay. Paul?
Jackie, I do agree with you on tight end, and I'm going to take one in round two instead of round one. I do like Amaro, but I like Austin Seferian Jenkins out of Washington a little bit better. I think he's a little bit bigger. I think he's a little bit more well-rounded. I think Amaro is probably the better receiver, but I think Jenkins offers something as a blocker, and he's a very gifted receiver as well. Good mobility, really long arms. I've been reading all this draft stuff. Catch radius.
Wingspan.
Right. Yeah, wingspan, catch radius, all this stuff. I got all the jargon down. He can catch the ball. There are some character problems with this guy, so I'm not sure the Patriots want to dip right away into that tight end market that they were so burned with last year. So I think Seferian Jenkins is a guy that makes a lot of sense. I think it's good value in round two.
He's also someone who's a little bit banged up. You think they'll go after someone like that early?
He is, and there's some guys in this draft that have some of those concerns. But to me, the red flags, character-wise, are bigger to me than the medical.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go defense here. I think that the defensive end is an area that really needs a lot of depth, and I really like Scott Crichton out of Oregon State. I think versatility is the key word when it comes to him. He is someone who is relentless when it comes to getting after the quarterback. He's also good against the run as well, so I think his versatility is going to be huge, especially in this system and the way Coach Belichick likes to draft players. The more valuable, the better. So I like him a lot, and he's just a fun guy to watch, so I'm going to go defensive end Crichton there. And we're moving right along. Now we're on to round three.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.